sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Howie.
Okay, here we go. Take, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5. We do this every time. You don't know. You can't see beforehand, but we had started, done about 2 minutes of some really quality material.
Very good material.
The back and forth was really good. It was kind of, if we were allowed to send stuff in for radio award shows, which we're not, but if we were, we would have sent that in.
Yeah.
You missed that because of technical problems that I caused. But now we're back. It is the Sports Dumpcast. I'll say that again. With Ephraim Salam and Joe Canale. I'm Joe Canale. Ephraim is the other gentleman talking.
I am Ephraim Salam.
There it is. Ephraim, 13-year NFL veteran. I am what am I? I've been unemployed for probably 13 years combined in the last 25.
When you're a comedian, you're never unemployed.
That's true. That's true. Never really employed either.
That is correct.
You're just there.
You're just alive.
Well, I'm just glad I can be buried in regular cemeteries again. The nice thing about restarting is that my neighbors have apparently started unfolding aluminum sheeting and dropping it down the stairs.
It's all about what makes the Sports Dumpcast the best thing. It's all part of it.
And look, you've adjusted so quickly.
It's what it is.
Sports Dumpcast. You didn't slip up on the name.
Joe, I'm a professional.
I know. That's the thing. And that's what I'm realizing. I kind of thought we needed to add another idiot, and that's always fine. My friend,
more idiots is going.
My friend
good.
Nooch, I'm trying to get him here, and he's so reluctant, but he's such a fun. I say that in the best way possible, idiot. But I'm realizing that I am the idiot in this circumstance.
Somebody has to be the straight guy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But I'm also the idiot. Shouldn't be running the board and everything.
That's
but
true.
This it's like.
We have,
I mean,
it's part of it.
It's all part of it. The banging. It. We do have some stuff to talk about, like I said. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. By the way, look, there's not a lot, like I was saying, not a lot of sports. Watch the NHL finals. Even if you're not a hockey fan, just because of the intensity, it's enjoyable.
Well, I think also the fact that the Vegas Knights are an expansion team that made it to the Stanley Cup finals.
It's a crazy story.
That's...
People should
all
be
more intriguing to watch just to see if they can pull off the improbable. Never before in any sport has an expansion team, the year they were founded, went on to win the championship of whatever league. So that's the intriguing part for me.
And that's probably actually, I would think, more intriguing even to casual fans of hockey. Hardcore fans of hockey might be like, oh, what the hell? Vegas gets to the finals. I'm a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. We haven't been there in 60 years
right.
or something. Toronto, of all cities, can't get to the final, Vegas just slips in.
It makes for great conversation.
I agree.
I talked about them earlier this year when they were going on that run, when they had the second-best record in the league at the time, and there was something called the Vegas flu.
Yes.
That apparently is a real thing.
Yes.
Which means... When professional teams come to visit Las Vegas, they fall susceptible to the things that everybody else falls.
Yeah, you get in Thursday for a Friday game. Thursday night's going to be a fun night.
You know, or if you come in early, you come in Wednesday, you play Friday, that's a whole night.
Forget it. Yeah.
You know, Vegas doesn't turn off. Vegas doesn't sleep.
No. And now in Vegas, and I know this, the NHL... the NHL has one of the most lenient marijuana policies in sports, and Vegas is now legalizing it and everything. So that adds yet another element of and what I've noticed or from friends of mine or whatever you want to say. We live in California. I can be honest about this. I think people who are novices and stuff sometimes take the candies or whatever and they think like, that's the most dangerous thing in the world. Eating marijuana is not a safe thing.
No, because you can just have a pinch. And
yes,
most people don't think that, so they eat a whole cupcake or a whole brownie because that's what your body has been trained to do. I'm going to eat this brownie.
And I have to say, you know, I am a that we're getting off topic a little bit here, but I'm big into regulation. In California, like, sometimes you see stuff that looks like candy that has weed in it. No, don't do that. Why?
Gummies.
And then there'll also be, I've heard, like a brownie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one brownie might be one serving. Another brownie of the same size might be 20 effing servings.
No regulation.
And if it's
you're right.
I mean, and yes, it's on the package, but how long does a brownie stay in the package? It's not like you save that. That's dangerous. So I think sometimes that kind of happens.
Yeah, it does.
Now, it's better than that synthetic weed that seems to send, I don't know if Incognito was on that or whatever.
Yeah, it'll send you crazy.
Yeah, that'll send you quickly crazy.
Yeah.
The other thing will send you to the hospital. Like, have you ever heard the audio of the police officer? He and his wife took a brownie. And
no,
he calls in,
not.
And he thinks he's dead. So he calls 911. He's a cop, but he had eaten a brownie, him and his wife. And he's like, I'm pretty sure we're dead. And the person's like, what? He's like, yeah, time has stopped. And he's trying to explain this. You
oh,
know,
my God, this is amazing. Well,
it's online somewhere. It's a call of a cop who had, you know, he probably figured, oh, I'll do it. And he went, lost his mind. And so he calls, you know, 911, and he thinks he's dead.
I'm going to call into the office. Let him know I'm dead. I need some help.
I'm not going to be in tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, hey, I'm definitely not. I'm dead. So, yeah. Guys, fill my ship.
Can you send somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Anyway, the Vegas flu.
The Vegas
yes.
flu is a real thing. It's
absolutely
nothing like strippers and weed to get you off
so
your
what,
game.
What day does the team come into the city for NFL? Because the Raiders are going to be in Vegas.
They
in
will
two
be
years.
There.
What? So you know, Broncos at Raiders. Do the Broncos just fly in Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay, and there's a curfew. I'm going to guess
there is a curfew.
Boy,
but
but
probably
every hotel.
Get there. Yeah,
every hotel, it's not like you're staying at like a, you know.
I doubt if they'll stay on the strip.
Right. That would be foolish.
Right. So there's some hotels.
I'm going to guess they're going to build.
Probably.
Some
team hotels.
Yes. Right. A hotel for that also the, you know, people who come in just for. Of course, there'll be a casino.
Of course.
And whatnot there. But it'll probably
but you know what?
Off-site.
It may not. They may build a hotel with no casino in it for the players.
Like a Mormon hotel?
No, it just would make sense. Like the Aria in Vegas in the city center.
That's not?
There's no casino in there.
Oh.
There's no casino and there's no smoking. So
I forget that there's still smoking in all those.
Yeah, but right next, pretty much connected, is the Cosmopolitan, yeah. Which has everything
exactly.
you need.
Exactly.
But the Aria, it's no casino and no smoking. So.
Okay, now, here's a question, and I'm going to transition because I wanted to. So, yeah, NHL, watch the playoffs. We'll get to NBA in a second. But it's something I want to talk about, and this question falls in line with that. So it's Ramadan.
Yes.
And we were going to talk about that last week, and we'll talk about it a little more because I'm interested in it. But are there, excuse my ignorance,
mm-hmm.
but in Islam, is gambling illegal?
Yes.
Okay. Smoking cigarettes and all things like, not
smoking
cigarettes,
not
probably.
Not cigarettes.
No, because in the Middle East,
anything,
cigarettes are big.
Anything that can alter your consciousness.
Okay.
Alcohol,
weed,
drugs,
got it.
Anything like that.
Okay. Now, painkillers, do they alter your consciousness? What is the...
They can, if abused.
Right, okay. Yeah, because, like, Favre was taking, like, 12 Vicodin at a pop?
Yeah, a day.
I think it was more than a day.
It might have been.
I mean, that's crazy. That was during his MVP season.
Yeah, he might have gotten up to 20. Yeah. Your body just naturally builds a tolerance
right.
to
oh,
it.
Yeah.
So anything that your body craves in terms of... You're willing to do anything to get it.
Yeah.
Your judgment lapses.
Right.
Then you should probably stay away from it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. One-way ticket for you, Joe. Sorry, buddy. I love you, but I try to put a good
this
word
was
in
a,
for
the
you.
Intervention episode, everybody. well, yeah, you could tell that just in like if I have one drink, you know, like a one-and-a-half mm-hmm. shot drink, I can feel that.
Well, yeah,
I don't
you
drink
can.
At all, and then there's people who can drink a bottle of something. It's crazy.
It's just about being cognizant and being aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
So anytime you alter that,
right.
then you are susceptible to doing
you're
things
not in control.
That unsavory, right?
Ah.
So the gambling is such a euphoric high, then you find yourself chasing it, and you're making terrible decisions. You gamble away the family.
Yeah.
The house, the...
Sure.
Right. So it's
vices, essentially.
It's vices, right.
And really, all the faiths kind of started out with those vices.
Well, yeah, then they changed them to benefit. Some of them changed them to benefit
sure.
what's going on. But,
absolutely.
You know,
that's religion.
That's religion.
Yeah.
That is religion.
Right. And it's, yeah, and religion is history, too, when you think about it, because where they say history is, you know, written by the winners.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm sure the account of the Crusades on the side of the Moors is a lot different than the account of the Crusades
yeah.
on the...
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, and they don't have the divine right to explain it all away.
And then you have to realize people used religion, like Constantine, for instance, to garner power over the masses.
Yeah.
Like this man...
Well, that's... Yes, opiate just, of the masses.
He decided he was going to take a bunch of things out of the Bible
yeah.
and then put some things in that benefited him.
Yeah.
And it's known as the gospel right
sure.
now, which I completely don't understand.
It's what Congress kind of does in recent times in terms of, you know, the last tax bill is the thing that comes to mind where they kind of rewrote things in a
yeah.
way that really serves them. The funny thing is they actually, in the same way, I guess, they kind of disguise the intentions of it. And they, again, use the pretense of good intentions to really allow bad things
right.
to happen. Like all the things in the church where they move the priests around and everything
mm-hmm.
when it's really a cover up of some other stuff. Boy, we went way off.
It's all right. This is what we do on the Sports Dump
Cast. It's true. But getting back to, okay, so those things are verboten.
Right, which is not a bad thing.
No.
Right, like people are like, oh.
It is in Christianity as well.
Yeah, it's
the
like,
exceptions are just more, are made more often.
Right. It's just like, these are things that probably, they're trying to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Sure.
So.
Rules for a reason.
If you balk at them, it's just like, okay, well.
So, I know many casual or lapsed Catholics.
Yes.
Certainly many, many very, you know, reformed Jews. I would call casual Jews. I've been married to at least one. just one. But is there a casual Muslim?
Yeah, I think it's the ability to be casual in any religion, in every
yeah.
religion.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an individual preference.
Yeah.
It's about your relationship
right.
with God, your spirituality.
Yeah.
And of course, there are Muslims who drink.
Yeah.
Muslims who gamble. It just.
Probably Muslims who smoke weed, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean.
Are there any Muslims in the NBA?
In the NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then that
then
answers
then
that
they
question.
Smoke weed.
But there's some things that supersede other things.
Yeah, like in every religion. Like, so that's just like saying. Not to get too heavy or too deep, but Islamic extremists.
Yeah.
Right?
And the other way, right. You've got both ends of the spectrum.
Like,
so
I've been Muslim my whole life. I've never one time thought, I want to strap a
right.
bomb to... Like, it,
right.
It's extremes. Just like in Christianity,
yeah.
The Ku Klux Klan was founded by Christian principles.
Yes, right.
So...
Quote, unquote.
Do we call all Christians...
Yeah.
Terrorist or anything like that, but no, it's such a hot button topic, and this is not a Muslim country. When you
no.
look at other countries,
well, right, yes, and
like
that's
I've been to Dubai
right.
and Abu Dhabi and places like that where they're Islamic countries, and you see people praying
sure
during the day in the street. The call to prayer is played in the city. You're in the mall; they'll call the prayer rooms.
And now is it five every day?
It's five every day
in Muslim countries. It's five every day.
Every day.
Here, you were saying earlier, Ramadan, you make
Well, you do it wherever you are. It's five every day. It's
Oh, okay.
But in Ramadan, you're supposed to really focus in on more of a spirituality thing, more of your relationship with God, and kind of curtail the worldly things that you normally would
Okay,
you get
so you adjust.
In.
So you do the five a day, regardless.
Yeah, you just it's just
but
more
it's
of a focus
to be inward or
yeah, just focusing on your relationship with God and trying to better yourself.
Hmm, that all sounds.
It's I tell you what, I look forward to it. You know, once you get past the first couple of days of not eating or drinking,
right? Yeah, yeah.
Then
yeah.
you just get into a rhythm. Like you get into a rhythm, and you feel your connection more because now, you know, you're constantly reading the Quran.
Momentum. You get into it. You're right. It's
we all can use a little bit of that.
Oh, sure.
Of looking inward and upward.
And in so many things that I am working on or trying to get working on or just talking about consistency and habitual doing stuff. And you know this in sports and everything, you know, the idea of going in and lifting weights for 4 hours, like the first day, just it sounds horrible to
right.
me. But again, you kind of get in the rhythm of it. It becomes a routine. You realize the benefits of it. I think that's another thing that helps mm-hmm. is once you start to see the rewards.
Yeah, your
and
body
that doesn't always
change.
Happen. That's the hard thing for a, you know, ADD tendency towards like an improviser, laziness. Like I became an improviser, I think. One, I'm fairly quick-witted, but two, shit, man, I can go anywhere and just do a show.
Yeah, I don't have to write. I don't have to
do anything. And not everyone can do that, and so that's cool. I could do, but there's very limited application. People aren't asking you to just do an improv show everywhere. But like once you start to see the fruits of the labor, it's just that some of the things you have to commit to take a long time. Like I remember when I lifted weights for basketball. Within like a week, I felt like I was making a progress. Mm-hmm. Now it ruined my shot, but I kept at it because pretty quickly you start to see. And when I end up doing an exercise thing where it's like, all right, 3 days a week, I'm going to do this 20-minute exercise thing. If I can get to the second week of it, I can usually go for a few months until, you know,
right.
until I get my rib broken by getting punched in a softball game or smash my foot, whatever it is that stops me. It's so much easier for me to stop the momentum
it
than to keep
is.
It going, which is a depressing thing.
It is for
thing.
Everyone.
I know. But it's like getting into the, it's trying to, you know, like this, doing this each week, doing the jokes I record each morning is good. But like, it's hard, like when you don't see the benefits of it, you just got to really enjoy it then.
It's called
if
the grind.
I know.
It's called the grind. That's life though.
Life is the grind. That's
life
true.
Is the grind.
So now back to Ramadan, because I want to see how this falls with athletes. You know, it affects, it's always at this time of year, spring, summer.
No, it's on the lunar calendar, so it moves. So every year it moves back 11 days.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's
Ramadan
been,
20 years ago was?
Well, it was back in the summer.
It goes all the way
it'll
around.
It'll be in January. It'll be in August.
Oh,
this
because it's on the 48 week.
It's
the
on
lunar
the
28
ca-
day.
Yep.
So each year,
11
they
years,
lose.
It's ah. earlier. It's I mean every year days. It's 11 days earlier.
Oh.
Which makes for some long days in
yes.
the summertime. We're coming
I
out.
See.
We're coming out of that. So next
right.
year.
It'll be a little earlier.
It'll be earlier.
And the days will be shorter.
And the days will be shorter.
So ideally is when it falls in January and you've got those short days.
Yeah, it's 4:30, the sun's going down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But in July.
Now, see, like, I don't know that people, I bet a lot of people didn't know that.
Of course they didn't.
I didn't know that.
No.
And I feel like I know more than a lot of people.
Most,
but not about
most
Islam.
Most people's interaction with Islam and Muslims are from CNN or Fox News.
Yes.
Right? How we're all extremists.
Right.
But it I mean, that's just the narrative of this country.
I also think, actually, there is, I don't know the demographics, but I'm going to guess the Muslim population in this country is almost as much African American as it is Arab. Or Middle Eastern.
Well, yeah.
Right? Because there is a large African. And I feel like people don't necessarily always associate that. And it's not like being black is. It's not like being black doesn't come
it's
with its own
easier,
prejudices.
Right? Right.
But what I'm saying is people should also realize a lot of these black people are Muslim, too.
Right.
That's totally not what
They're really coming to get us now. Right. I man. Show up. My name's Ephraim Salam.
Right. Yeah, right,
I'm
right.
black. Oh, he's Muslim
not,
too.
Yeah, he's not just black, folks.
get out but, the tasers.
But, But I mean, I meant it the other way. But of course, like I think that's just a misconception again that it's.
Well,
and a lot of that is from the Nation of Islam.
Well,
right?
It started back in the 60s, 70s, where African American communities were decimated, and police brutality was, I mean, running rampant. We think it's bad now. It was horrific.
Oh yeah,
I mean, and we just needed a sense of community, and the Nation of Islam started with some of the principles of true Islam.
Yeah.
But like we were talking about, all religions, people can interject what they think the masses need to hear at
yeah.
the time
yeah.
and steer them down that road like Malcolm X, right? If you've ever seen or read the book or seen the movie Malcolm X, which was brilliantly done by
good movie.
Spike Lee.
Really good movie.
You'll notice that Malcolm X, like many African Americans in this country, started out in the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
But as they got deeper into the religion and did their own research, they realized that there were some flaws in those teachings.
Right.
It was supposed to be like the black man was 5% of God, so he was better than the white man. It was just divisiveness on
yep.
that side.
That was Farrakhan.
You guys are divisive towards us. We're going to be divisive towards you. And that's not the true meaning, the true beliefs of the Islamic religion is based on peace.
Right. Well, Malcolm X was assassinated after he left the Nation
yes.
of Islam and went towards peace.
Yes.
Ironically.
That's just
Murdered by, a Nation of Islam guy.
Allegedly.
Oh, okay. I don't know any of the conspiracy
theories. Could be CIA.
Theories.
Could
oh,
be.
Oh, true. Right? There was a lot of stuff going on in the 60s
well,
in the country.
And you just have to you keep put, so I would implore people to just do your own research, right? So don't you can go listen to someone,
but do your own research is dangerous these days. I know what you mean about do your own research, mm-hmm. but let me. Yes, that obviously. Here's what I ran into, and here's what the internet and everything poses the problem for me. Before the election, there was a guy I worked with, and he was from Ohio, and he was like 25, and he hated Hillary. Right, and whatever. But like I could tell he didn't know shit. He hated her with no reason and I was like, you know, do your research, you know, please come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to have this debate with you and sit next to you while you research your facts and he wouldn't do that with me next to him. But he would always come to me with research facts and stuff that he found. So if you want to find information these days that supports your thing and comes on a website that looks professional, you can do that. Like, if you want to believe what the Sports Dump writes, you know, you can. Our website looks like,
right.
you know, something as legitimate as anything else these days. So I fear that people think they're doing research when they're really just...
If you really want to know something...
Yeah.
Then you won't search what you think you
right,
want to know.
Right, right.
Right. So if you want to hate Hillary, you won't search, you know, the good
things.
Thing.
That, right.
Right. You'll search why is Hillary crooked? Right?
Yeah.
That'll be
yeah.
your search.
Right. So it's only going to bring up certain stuff. Yeah.
Right. So that's not what I mean by yeah. do the research.
What do you mean?
Like if you want to know about Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, then number one, I would implore you to read their holy scriptures. So after you do that, then you have to delve a little deeper.
Yeah.
So if you want to know why there are different testaments to the Bible, that sends you down another research path.
Right.
Okay, so why is the King James Version different than this version, right? You'll find your answers within there.
Yeah.
So then you just keep going and going until you get to, you know, a place where you have more understanding.
Right.
Right. If you research the Quran, which
yeah.
is the holy book in Islam, it hasn't been altered.
Right.
Right. The problem is people interpret it different ways.
Right.
The book hasn't been changed.
Yeah.
Since it was revealed. It's people's interpretation of it has changed.
Right.
And that can send you down a rabbit hole.
Well, those are the problems with translation and
right.
ancient texts and vagaries. And again, you read any Joseph Campbell?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I will.
Yeah. Oh, Yes. Oh, that's very excited. It's like when somebody hasn't seen Caddyshack or Young Frankenstein.
Or Trading Places.
Oh, yeah. Right, right. When somebody hasn't seen one of your 20 favorite movies and you find that out.
Predator.
Exciting. Joseph Campbell, The Power of Myth. And you're, oh, man, you'll love that.
Okay.
But like you were saying, Constantine, religion as the opiate of the masses and everything. And religion, I sports dump, huh?
This is what the sports dump is.
It's a great episode. But like long ago when people couldn't explain why the sun came up and the moon came up and eclipses and earthquakes and shit like that, religion became these explanations and you know, they were
gods.
The sun gods and all that stuff. And it transformed to all these different things and it got written into these stories and combined with, if you go up to the Getty Villa, they have a Roman, up on the wall there, they have kind of a Roman mythology thing, mm-hmm. which precedes Christianity. And you look at this Roman mythology thing, and it's like, oh, they lifted this, they lifted this. And so it's an amalgamation. But
right.
But when you go back and see it, it demystifies the Bible when you see the same stories 600 years earlier with different names.
Right.
And it's like, what? Oh, it's like today. Everything's a remake.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this is, we're near the end of what we need to do here. But when you mention opiate of the masses, and it's been religion for all this time, something that I've thought lately is that sports has become the opiate of the masses over religion. To the fact that, you know, you put it on TV and people just get soaked into it, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter what else is going on as long as their team is good or whatever.
You forgive all.
Yeah, that could be, and that's a we could have another conversation about that. I didn't even get to asking you if you go to Costco.
I do go to Costco.
Well,
I love
Costco. We got to that part. Good. That's all I needed from that.
Let's give a quick 2-minute NBA Finals.
Oh, yes. Let's go back to sports. I like it. Yes.
Because it starts today. So I want to just get your take on what you think and expectations.
And you're right. And fucking, it doesn't matter. It's a podcast. But LeBron just.
He's great.
He's beyond great.
LeBron James, and I had this conversation with my brother who's a diehard Michael Jordan fan.
Sure.
I said, how much closer is LeBron James getting to be the best player ever? And he went crazy. First of all, he's playing against kids.
Get him here one day.
Now, I will. Well, he's too busy. He'll never make it.
We'll go to him. We'll have lunch. It'll
be impossible. Like, when I say he's busy, I don't even want to talk about him.
Got it.
But his biggest thing is LeBron is playing against kids. Like Jason Tatum, there's a picture of Jason Tatum at 9 years
yes,
old.
Yes, with LeBron.
With LeBron James. That's the guy who's right. guarding LeBron yes. James in a game 7.
That's true.
LeBron James is a grown man. This kid is 19, 20 years
yeah,
old.
That's true.
Right? It's not Charles Barkley.
No.
It's not Gary Payton. It's not John Stockton or Karl Malone. It's not the Knicks.
No.
It's not. Right, so
but he did beat Golden State a couple years ago.
Well,
but look
did.
At who he's got on his team.
He did like he doesn't have anybody on
nobody,
his team.
Nobody, especially without Love.
So that's the argument. But my brother also says that loss to Dallas is huge, right? So you don't go to 8 finals and win 3, right? That's the disparaging thing. Michael Jordan went to 6 finals, won 6 MVPs, and never went to a game 7 in the final. Right, so when you're looking at the scope of and playing against some of the Hall of Famers, we don't know if going to say we know who's going to be in the Hall of Fame,
and he's losing to them consistently.
Right, so if he's that great,
who are the other players in the East that he's defeating?
Is Kyle Lowry going to be a Hall of Famer? DeMar DeRozan, right? Any of those Hawks teams with Joe Johnson and Al Horford when he was right. So when you look at the scape and the competition in terms of, yeah, he gets competition when he faces off against the West.
Right. But he doesn't do as well against them. All right. I'll say yes to that. And I'll add that Jordan did those 6 championships, and I'll say he missed both of those years. He came back late.
It could have been 8.
It could have been 8. Right. If he had played the whole season, it could've probably would have been. So, but now
LeBron
is 8.
It was going to be 8. Like, right. He could have went to 8 finals and won 8 finals in
yes,
a row.
He could have won 8.
He took a year and a half off.
That's the thing that I it's the good and the bad, and it's what makes this argument interesting
and compelling. And
because those 2 years off, same thing happens with baseball with Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio. A lot of those guys miss 3-4 years mm-hmm. of their prime. Like Ted Williams, his stats, if he had played those years, would have been like Barry Bonds, probably. They're close as it is, but those little gaps there, like it makes me so mad. And I'm somebody who dwells on the past anyway, so these conversations are great. But you can never answer it. It's so undefinable.
LeBron James is going to have all of the records.
Yes.
If he plays 4 more years right. at the clip he is, which would be amazing.
Yeah.
He'll surpass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
And is he going to be points. Yeah.
The problem is this offseason, no matter what happens in Cleveland right now, which yeah. I don't believe they have a shot, given that current roster.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens this offseason, where he lands,
yeah.
that's going to be the crescendo to his legacy.
Yeah.
So most people are saying he's coming to L.A.
Right.
Now, if he can get a Kawhi Leonard and a Paul George, he'll come to L.A. Yeah. with that young talent that they have.
But what would they have to give up for that?
They couldn't sign Julius Randle.
Right.
He would have to go.
I'll take LeBron over Randle,
okay,
I guess.
Okay, which most people would.
Except Mrs. Randle.
So it's either that or Klay Thompson, maybe Kawhi Leonard in L.A. But if LeBron leaves the East, then his path to the finals is going to get considerably harder.
Yeah.
Now, if he succeeds,
he'll be able to beat the team in the East. That he, right.
That's how you become the topic of all-time great.
Yeah.
I left the weak East because that's what the narrative is going
to
be.
And there's evidence to support that. And
to join the West, where you have the Spurs, you have the Rockets, you have Golden State, you have all of these
top-tier,
Utah,
Denver,
Portland, all of these top-tier teams.
Even teams that didn't make it into the playoffs were good.
Now let's see if you, at later in age, you're 16, can run roughshod over the vaunted Western Conference. I wouldn't leave the East if I was
there. Oh, no. You're saying that that's what he needs. Your brother is saying that's what he needs to do?
No, I'm saying if he does that, then now it's a different conversation.
Yeah.
He's already separated himself from anyone other than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he surpassed Kobe Bryant.
You're right.
I'm a huge Kobe fan.
Good.
But he's,
I'm glad you're a huge Kobe fan because I've been looking for something to disagree with you about. And
Kobe Bryant was a stone cold killer.
Oh yeah, he was.
You can't deny that.
No. But again, I'm gonna write this one down for another episode. I have some real issues with Los Angeles's revisionist version of Kobe Bryant and the heroification of Kobe Bryant and people
Kobe
comparing
Bryant
him
was
to
all time great.
He is an all time great, but he's not LeBron.
Like, no, of course not.
He's not a top 10.
He was
10.
The closest thing to Magic, to Michael Jordan
yes.
that we had.
A poor
which
man,
is not a bad
no,
thing.
No, a poor man's Michael Jordan is a top 20 all-time player.
Yeah.
Because Jordan is one or two. One probably right now still. Almost definitely one right now.
What the people who say that Kobe was great or greater than Jordan or it should be the greatest player in the league, it's hard to be the greatest player in the league if you're not even the greatest player at your position.
Yeah.
Right? LeBron James is the best small forward we've ever seen yeah. on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
That includes Larry Bird.
Yeah.
That includes Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah.
That includes all of the greats.
Yep.
LeBron James is it. The best shooting guard ever in the history of the NBA just happens to be the best player ever
right.
in the history of the NBA
yes.
is Michael Jordan.
Yes.
So there's no argument that Kobe has surpassed or
no, but I guess what no, I that would be ridiculous. I even argue his place in where people put him. I think he's a little overrated.
Mm, slow down.
I know. We're at the end of this.
He's
That's
the
good
greatest Laker ever to play.
There's our debate. Magic Johnson's the greatest Laker ever to play.
Magic thinks
but
Kobe is.
Magic is a politician. But this was a good ending point. I hope you learned a little bit about Islam. I did. Well, I'll be asking some more questions, too, because my curiosity continues. But we'll get some sports in there, too. Go to sportsdump.com. Please subscribe. I got to have this written out.
Just listen to it, man.
Just
it's interesting.
It
every week
interesting.
It's different.
And we didn't even get to the segment where you do the plays thing. So we'll save that for next time. All right. Bye.